Coming up on TMS, and I'll be hosting from a body cast.
Then I will have to eat the bones.
There's holes in your heart.
Sorry, we made you spit on him.
Folding phones are harder than you think.
Major spoilers.
Trek Nerd and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
As they have expected, there were other people sheltering behind those walls as well.
Shall we go inside and inform your wife of my visit?
The Morning Stream.
How dare you talk to me that way?
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to TMS. It is The Morning Stream for Monday, April 22nd, 2019. Scott Johnson here, Brian Ibbett there. Good morning.
Hi. Hello.
How was your weekend?
It was, you know what? It was a blast. While my computer sat here and restored, because I did a complete wipe and reinstall, as people know from Friday's show, maybe even Thursday's show. Mm-hmm. On Saturday, we did a big old Denver Tadpool meetup thing where we went to this place called the Main Event. Mm. And they've got bowling and laser tag and a ropes course that I thought, silly ropes course. And then I got up there and started walking across little CD-sized wooden circles, like 20 feet above the arcade and stuff. I was like, oh, okay, this is real.
That's
all right,
intense.
Good.
And then no harnesses or anything weird? You just
hanging? Oh, yeah. I definitely got a harness. But
all right.
But regardless, even with the harness, like, okay, that's not something I'd like to fall from. Thank you very much.
Well, that's kind of cool. Who knew that sounds like a great place. That every time
it
you talk
really
about
is.
That place.
Like if we I'd never been there before, but we talked about doing a, I think Nicola talked about doing a thing there. Mm. And man, if we ever do another meetup here where it's like a bunch of tadpoolers coming even from other states around, I think this would be a great place.
Yeah.
They've even got a room where we could do like a little, you know, a little live TMS kind of thing.
Nice. And it's mm-hmm. like what's the arcade selection like? That all
it's
old it 1942 is all machines.
Tickety, it's your combination of like, you know, get a ball in the hole and get 15 tickets that are not good for anything.
Yeah.
Or it's apps that have been turned into games.
Like, oh, great. Your the big the vertical looking TV sized TV
yep,
on its
exactly.
end version of jump. What was that one where you jump into the sky?
Yes. You're like a Q-bert, basically. This like
yeah, a little Q-bert looking guy,
little
jumping, yeah. jumping little man. .com, whatever it is. But those flummox me. I don't understand how that's even
yeah.
a thing.
I know. It's like, oh, okay, I could play it for free on my phone, or I could pay $1.75 to play it in an arcade. Awesome. Can't wait.
Really weird. Somebody in some boardroom had this idea, and it was a bad one, and they shouldn't have done it. Mm-hmm. Anyway,
yeah, the arcade was the least fun of all the things, but everything else was a blast.
Nice. Well done.
Yeah.
That's all. That sounds like a good fun time. We are gearing up, of course, for our trip to Vegas this week. Everything's going swimmingly, as best I can tell. We've got a show here today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. All normal stuff. And then Thursday, we'll have our live stream from the HyperX Esports Arena. And then Friday, there may be some little... I might do a little twitchy
Periscope
thing here and there, or you might Periscope something. Who knows? That'll mm-hmm. be fun. But we're not planning on any kind of major streamage. So enjoy what you got while you got it, because you're going to get high-intensity TMS for 3 days, then weird
right.
weekend, and then back to normal the following week.
Okay. That's right. One week from today, all of this will be behind us.
Well,
look back and we'll say, wow, I can't believe that happened.
That's right. The White Walkers might actually might make it to their destination. Maybe. I'm just saying. They might get there. I don't know. It's no spoiler. Not really.
No, that's true.
That whole episode was
the White Walkers totally come from the south end of the strip. So
they should come from the north end. It's not much cooler on the north
end. They
should.
Actually, they should come from the north end. Yeah, exactly.
That was a great episode last night. I love that show.
Yeah, it was.
It's so good. So good.
Yeah.
Anyway, in fact, for the first time ever, Game of Thrones choked me up a little bit. for the first time. Like always, it's just a, oh, fantasy's fun and hey, cool drama and way to go, dragons. And, you know, it's all fun and good and games and everything. But last night there was a moment where I got a little choked up.
I know the moment of which you speak.
Yeah.
It did the same thing to Tina and I. It's like, aw.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you ever wanted to, here, do this favor for me, everybody, okay? This isn't a spoiler, I promise.
I know. Just waiting.
Here's what you want to do. Go watch season one. And then immediately watch this latest episode and be weirded out by a certain person's nudity.
Yes, for sure.
That's all I'll say.
I mean, this person is a lot older than the character that they're playing, but
still a little bit like, oh, okay. I feel like I'm in a weird zone here.
I don't want this.
No, yeah. I kind of had that going in my head, repeating over and over. I don't want this. In fact, I was just sort of like, okay, cut away. You know, I don't need this. Go away. Go somewhere else.
Exactly.
Anyway, good stuff. I got a funny story though. Last night, is at my sister's. We had a Easter dinner thing, get together, whatever you call it.
Yeah.
Kim made shredded pork and grilled chicken for these like taco salad things we made. With like this tomatillo homemade recipe dressing and like all this stuff is real good, top shelf stuff. We're having a good time, and by the time this thing ends, Chuck, the leader and singer for the band Brother, who will be performing in Vegas for us, by the way, he was there, and after doing a number of Johnny Cash covers on his acoustic guitar on the couch, stood up and said, hey, have you guys ever played this game called, and I don't remember what the game was called. It's some game with a ball, and he had a name for it, and everybody's like, no, I've never heard of it. He says, all right,
Pokemon
everybody.
Pokemon Go.
He said, everybody get in a circle. Yeah, we're going to go catch them all. Whoever gets the most Pidgeys wins, which is everyone.
That's right.
So anyway, we get in this circle of people, probably, I don't know, 10 feet in diameter, and you have this bouncy kind of kickball, and what you're supposed to do is kind of hacky sack that thing around. And if it stays in the air and bounces between people and makes contact five times without touching the floor, the sixth person catches it. And then basically now it's dodgeball and he tries to get somebody out. So you go hacky, hacky, hacky. You do it five times.
Gotcha.
And forth. And we determined you could use elbows and other parts of your body. You just couldn't use your hands. And then once somebody... And once it was got to the number, like if it was me, I would catch the ball and then I would turn around and bean whoever looked like the best target and they're out of the game. Fun.
And it bounces between all four or however many of you there are. And it's on the fifth one that then it becomes ammunition.
Yeah. There were like 9 or 10 of us or something. So, correct. That's exactly the game. And it's a fun game. And we did like, I don't know how many, a bunch of rounds until we get to this one round where I can't remember what happened. Either I was getting thrown at or else it was just my turn to hit it. I think it was just my turn to hit it. And I'm facing this back wall that has like a sliding door to the deck where my sister's deck is. And right underneath my feet is her effing dog, Scout. This little freaking, I forget brand dog it is.
Brand.
little rat dog, tiny dog, you know?
Sure.
So
a terrier of some sort, maybe.
Shih Tzu, because I used to have one. Shih Tzu.
Oh, a Shih Tzu.
And
okay,
she's getting
sure.
to that age where she's almost blind and she's super pissy and bites everybody and all that stuff. So she's at that stage of the Shih Tzu. Yes, not my sister. Not my sister. So the ball comes at me. My job is to return it, and it goes high, and I kind of go in this kind of crazy arcing jump to hit it with my left hand. And as I do so, I realize, oh my gosh, I'm going to land on this dog and kill it because he's right there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also thinking there's a baby who's just now walking somewhere in the house and I don't know where he is. So I'm freaking out about that. So I kind of have a little bit of, I don't know, like a little bit of a problem midair. And I come down and I land kind of like so imagine a door frame hitting me from shoulder all the way down to my hip. And I just went. Wham! Just full force into this big heavy door. And now I've got like this weird line bruise all the way down the side of my chest and ribs from this thing. And it hurts so freaking bad. And all I could think of was, oh my gosh, what am I doing? I have a thing this week that I cannot be like laid up for.
And traction for it. Yeah.
Yeah, what am I doing? It turned out fine, but now I'm paranoid about like physical exertion.
Yeah.
Don't want to do anything stupid.
Well, I've managed to dodge that cold, managed to get rid of that cold before TMS Vegas, but mm-hmm. I'm, you know, half completely covered in the cast, yeah. In a body cast.
Can you imagine getting wheeled in there, Kim pushing me around in a chair? That would be the worst.
It was almost like a dream you had.
It is almost like a dream I had. Honestly, that's the other thing that freaked me out.
I was in the chair.
Yeah. That's what freaked me out is I've been having all these crazy dreams, and then this thing happens. I'm like, oh, well, maybe these dreams mean something. Oh, no. But then last night I dreamt about White Walkers because I watched the thing right before bed. Probably a bad idea.
Sure. Smart. Yeah. Smart man.
And about podcasts being cut in half by accident. Is that a weird thing to dream about? Like that there's a, like I put up a show and it ends at the halfway point or something.
Yeah.
That was the dream I had, and it wouldn't go away. And every time I'd post it, someone said, "Hey, there's something wrong with this podcast."
So it's not just cut in half, but like only one half gets uploaded. Like it's
correct. It's like stops in the middle of the show. That is bad.
Wait a minute. So like, are you saying that it's almost like the music wasn't added?
Well, that happened Thursday because I suck, but
it did not happen again, did it?
No,
really?
it did, which is probably why I'm freaking out about it. So I don't know what happened.
Isn't that the day that I sent you a joking tweet saying add the music dummy or something like that?
Maybe, but it was I think that was the week before, and I got that one okay. It was this week that I screwed up, or this last Thursday that I screwed up. Now, the chat room's saying that this happened. What do you mean this happened? I never put up a half show, did I? I don't know what they're talking about. TMS PM cut off, and my next
chat the drone guy.
Oh, really? Wait, this last PM episode? Hold on. Now I got to know. We're going to look at this old show. Hold on. We're pulling it up.
Oh, look at that. TMS Friday got cut right in the middle of the drag name talk.
Really? Okay, which episode was that? 94? Was that the episode? Yeah, 94.
It was 1694, yeah.
It says I got a full 55.41 minutes. You guys tweeted me about it? Oh, stop it. I dreamt this last night. You can't tell me this actually happened after I dreamt it. Now you're freaking...
That's hilarious.
They're freaking me out, dude. Okay, hold on. Here it is. Coming up on TMS.
Okay, if I go... Not...
Actually,
say it out loud that you realize what it is.
Okay.
It's in our Discord.
It's in Discord. Let me grab it. Okay. That's at 54.35 minutes. 50 more minutes, 35 seconds.
And that's not the end of the show.
No.
That was me sending you a hell of a bottom Carter.
Is that not the end of the show? Hold on. We didn't go more than an hour. Hold on. Let me play that.
Yeah, we ended with a song. We ended with a cover request like we always do.
Yeah.
There's a cover of Ninja Sex Party doing something about you. Hell of a bottom Carter.
That's, I don't know what I did then. Now I'm really confused. Hold on.
That's
you know what?
It's crazy that you actually dreamt about a thing that happened.
Yeah, I don't. I didn't know this. It's longer than 55 minutes. It was like 104 on Twitch VOD. Well, yeah, that's because we do pre-show and post-show on Twitch. That's not why. An hour and four. Technically, would have been happening before. YouTube would have been. YouTube is whole, but the RSS MP3 is truncated. Are you guys fooling with me? Are you dinking with me? I know I left
you
the song off.
You just played it. We didn't, because Hell of a Bottom Carter was still like, it was part of TMS STMS, where they were asking what our drag names would be. And we still had a little more show. I think we had a couple more questions after that. And then we had our, all right, follow us on Twitter, blah, blah, blah.
All right, hold on. I'm kidding. Hitting play right at that point where it says we're almost done. Let's see what happens. Pretty good. It's pretty good.
That's really, really good.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it a lot. That's mine now. I'm taking it. It's mine.
Hell of a bottom. You don't want to be penetration?
Yeah, penetration is not good. Oh, yeah, so now you can really go crazy with these. Let's see.
Yeah, I mean, it's got...
Oh, my gosh, it is cut.
That's where it ended right there.
All right, after the show, I will go back and re-upload I don't know what I did, but how is it possible I dreamt about this last night and I just now I'm finding out about it? What the crap, dude? All right, no more weirdness. This is it. This is all my allotment. I don't want any more weirdness. I want to be able to go to Vegas without any weirdness. Is that too much to ask? It's not, is it? Because that's all I want.
That is really funny.
That's all I want. All right. Dunaway time. let me clear this thought from my head. I don't understand. I really don't get it.
I know. It's just funny that you had the dream about it and then it turned out to be real.
Maybe
you were checking Twitter in your sleep.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. Maybe I got up in the middle of the night and did. But if I did, I did that completely out of my own knowledge or recollection. That would be insane.
That's really funny.
Gidget says she can explain dreams. We're going to have her on sometime to tell me what the hell that means.
Oh, good. Yes.
Yeah. All right. Let's get done away all up in it. Everybody, welcome Brian Dunaway to the program. Hello, Brian.
Oh, hi, Scott.
Oh, hi. Brian. Are you back at work?
Oh, hi.
Are you back at work now?
No, I'm not back at work.
You still on vacation?
Yeah, I'm still on vacation.
Jeez. What do you get like
why are you calling me so early in the morning?
You get like 3 days off?
Lunch.
How can you get so much time off? What's that about?
Because I never take any time off, and when I do, I just take 2 weeks. So suck it.
All right.
Two weeks.
I'm
sucking. 2 weeks.
Well, that's fantastic. Look. Take what time you need. I would love some time off. I don't even know how to do
it. Not all of us get to live the podcaster's life, Scott. Some of us have a day job.
Dude, that's my point. You get to take a vacation. My boss is a dick, and I don't have any time off. So there you go.
I've worked for myself before, Scott. I know the dealio.
Ho, a podcaster's life for me.
Yeah, I don't have any employees, so when I leave, nothing gets done.
But this is the highlight of my day. I'm glad you guys called.
Well, I'm glad we called, too. And I'm glad you were there to pick up the phone and be a part of this. If you at home,
I don't have a phone.
If any of you at home would like to participate in today's Babel Royale and win some prizes, potentially, you can call in right now, 801-471-0462. That is 801-471-0462, and I believe we may already have a caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
This is Rob.
Hello, Rob. Rob, where are you calling from?
Cincinnati, Ohio.
Cincinnati. Oh, yeah.
You know, watch out there, because they put spaghetti in the chili out there.
Yeah, I've heard about this. What's your take on that? Do you think that's cool or is that lame, or how do you feel about spaghetti and chili, Cincinnati style?
Well,
chili?
I actually grew up in Florida and I moved up here when I was 16, and it is a staple of Cincinnati, and I love it with everything. It doesn't matter, hot dogs, spaghetti, potatoes, it's all good.
Gotcha. So really, it's more like just putting chili on everything, as opposed to the fact that they have spaghetti that they put chili on.
Yeah, just like the weirdos who like ranch dressing on everything.
Yeah. Ugh. I'm one of those. I like ranch on everything.
Oh, no.
Everything.
No, thank you. Too creamy.
Everything. I ate a
Frank's
whole
Red Hot I might put on everything. But
the weirdest thing good. I ever had a roommate put on anything was a dress. But no, the weirdest thing I had a roommate do, he used to put mayonnaise in his ramen noodles.
Ew.
Ramen.
Ew. Now, I've done
and
that
it
with...
it sounds disgusting. I said, let me have a bite of that. And I'm like, ew, this is gross, but can I have another bite?
Yeah, it's kind of good. Here's what they're doing.
Let's go get a McRib.
No, no.
Here's what the mayo's for. All the mayo does is the same thing butter would do with your ramen. It just makes them, like,
slippery.
It's just
slide off your fork.
Egg whites.
Yeah.
And if you like Duke's mayonnaise, it's a little bit of Worcestershire sauce.
Yeah.
No.
Wait a minute. There's Worcestershire.
Mayo belongs on
Duke's.
Mayo belongs on BLTs, and that's it.
Yeah.
We only do Duke's here in the South. Yeah. Duke's mayonnaise.
Yeah. Duke's. We have, you guys don't have, what's it called here?
Miracle Whip. We don't need that mess around here.
Yeah, no Miracle
Whip.
Get
run out of town.
All right. Because I think Miracle Whip's supposed to basically be that. It's got some tangy something in it, right?
Just Miracle Whip ain't no Duke mayonnaise.
No.
Yeah, Miracle Whip is mayonnaise salad dressing. Like, they put something extra in it so that they can call it two different things.
Yeah. Well, don't even ask Jerry's opinion. He thinks all mayo is the excretions of the devil and doesn't want anything to do with it.
Right. Oh, yeah. No, he's not. He's not down with that, bub.
Nope. Well, all right. We should play a game. Let's do it. Brian, will you explain the rules and what Rob could win?
I sure will. I'm going to give Scott and Brian a topic, and they're going to go back and forth with answers for that topic. If one of them gives a wrong answer, or a repeated answer, or they take too long to come up with an answer, well, then the win is going to go to the other player. Doggone it. Your job is to predict who is going to come out on top based on the topic. Today, you are playing for a Kindle copy of Leaving Earth by J.W. Scarpacci. great book that you can get and read digitally, and your choice of either a PS4, a PS4 VR, or a Switch game.
Oh, shoot. Boy, I was, I was getting anxious.
I know, right? It was really exciting, and then, game. But still, it's exciting.
Yeah.
So,
All right.
The topic today. Hey, welcome. It's not just Las Vegas week here. It's also Bare Naked Ladies week.
Oh, and, what?
I know, right? To kick things
that goes
off.
With Vegas pretty well, too. You know, there's
kind
bare
of.
Naked ladies.
Yeah, there are plenty of bare naked ladies in Vegas.
Sure.
Many on the strip.
Yeah.
Alex Erickson sent this one in. And, you know, the song, If I Had $1 Million, it begins with, if I had $1 Million, if I had $1 Million. They named 13 things
more,
that they would buy with that $1 Million. I want you to name as many of those 13 things that they can buy with that $1 Million.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Whew. Yes. So, Rob, knowing that that is their question, who do you think who should go first and who do you think is going to win?
This is going to be tough because I actually know this song. So, I'm going to say Scott wins it and Dunaway go first.
Good choice.
All right.
That's brilliant, because the only Bare Naked Ladies I like is that One Week song, because I'm American.
Right.
I'm an American.
All right.
Dunaway, you get to go first.
Oh,
so
that's
maybe.
Right.
I get to go first. All right. I think if I had $1 Million, I would. The first thing you got to buy is a house, right? I mean, that's just a.
Not just the first thing. It's the first thing they mention buying in that song. I would buy you a house.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's number one?
I would buy you a house. That's the first thing they mention.
He repeats it. That's right. Or the other guy repeats it.
Don't let me down, Scott.
I'm going to try real hard. I think the very next line is furniture for that house.
Such as a Chesterfield or an Ottoman. Correct. Yes. Okay. Furniture for your house.
Okay.
Very good.
Well,
and I'm only counting the big items. I'm not counting like the little sub items. It's funny because it's actually done in my sheet as an outline. Mm. So it's number one, a house. Number two, furniture for that house, such as a Chesterfield or an Ottoman.
Nice.
All right.
Brian
Dunaway.
If I had $1 Million, I'd give me a house, but I'd follow that up with a car.
Mm.
Give it to you.
Oh.
I will give it to you.
All
right. It's a K car.
Okay.
Such as a Plymouth Reliant.
Well, still.
Still, it's a car. It's a car.
It's a car.
There's a fur coat in there.
There is a fur coat.
But not a real fur coat. That's cruel, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Very good.
Yeah. I remember that. There's a little bit of pita in there. A little pita on there.
That's right.
Well, let's see here. If I had $1 Million, I would I'll buy some Duke's mayonnaise. I don't really remember this song too well, even with Ibbitt singing it.
Even with my singing? Doesn't
even with you singing it. So that's about as far as I can think what I would do if I had $1 Million. Maybe I'd buy you a garden. That's definitely a different song.
Is it a garden?
I would buy you a garden.
That's
a different song. No, that counts as a loss.
Oh, ding, 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 ding.
Yes.
Congratulations.
That means you win.
You're a winner.
And Brian loses. So hold on a second. Can I try a couple of these?
Yeah, please do. Sure.
There was a tree house.
A tree fort, yep.
Oh,
put a tree
fort
in our yard. Uh-huh.
Is there any mention of a ring? Is there a...
There's no jewelry.
The only other one I can think of... I mean, this was actually closer than you think, because the only other one I can think of is the monkey.
Haven't you always wanted a monkey?
Yeah, because he says monkey, and you can't forget that.
Oh.
Yes, exactly.
Wasn't there a goat
fort
in there, too?
What'd you say?
That?
A goat?
Was there a goat?
There is not a goat, but an exotic pet, such as a llama or an emu.
Oh, there we go.
It's all right. You take a llama, you smash it with an emu. What do you get? A goat.
You get a goat.
Yeah.
A tiny little fridge put in the tree fort containing pre-wrapped sausages.
Mm-hmm.
The remains of John Merrick, which really they mean Joseph Merrick, the elephant man, but they call him John Merrick because of John Hurt playing him in the movie, I guess.
Right.
A limousine to drive to the store. more Kraft dinner and expensive ketchup like Dijon ketchup to go
with.
Oh,
I should have went with ketchup. I went with the wrong condiment.
A green dress, but not a real green dress, because that's cruel. Mm-hmm. And then some art, such as a Picasso or a Garfunkel.
And is it not? This is Garfunkel.
This is such a Canadian million-dollar list.
It is. They don't even mention Tim Hortons, though.
No. I'd buy a Tim Hortons just so I could get coffee when I want to. Okay, but what about the I'd be rich bit at the beginning, at the bottom? Would you have taken that?
No, I would not have taken that, because that's not something you can buy. That would just be an adjective to describe your situation if you had $1 million.
Well, let me tell you what this means. This means that Rob has won today, and that's fantastic. So when you say that he can have a choice of any of these games, is it any game?
No, I'll give him so do you have a Switch or a PS4?
I have a Switch.
All right. Sweet.
You have a Switch. Would you like a copy of Monster Hunter Origin? What's it called? Monster Hunter Generations Ultimate?
Over here. Sure.
Oh, sweet.
Okay. All right. Send me an email. I'll get you your code for the Amazon game and a copy of Monster Hunter Generations Ultimate for your Nintendo Switch.
I want to make a quick recommendation. Do not, under any circumstances, put chili on your Switch or your game. Please avoid that at all costs. All right. All you got to do is send Brian an email, coverville@gmail.com. He will hook you up with your winnings. And we once again wish you, Rob, a congratulations and a hearty good week. We'll see you later.
Well, thank you.
Oh, I cut him off. Right. He probably had something nice to say and I cut him off and I didn't mean to. But thank you for winning and playing. And Dunaway, having you here is just really the pleasure of all pleasures, man.
It really is. And I want to thank Ibit for asking me, do I like bare naked ladies, like 5 minutes before the show. That was great.
I thought it was because, he's got some secret unearthed album none of us have heard. Or,
right? I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, you mean the musical group?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I was thought you were talking just about bare naked ladies. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, so it is Bare Naked Ladies Week at, whatever, study
so
up.
So can I tune into Coverville this week and listen to some bare naked lady cover tune?
Oh, if only. But I'm going to be flying to Vegas at the time I would normally be doing Coverville, so... So no. By the way, big thanks to Jessica Sip, who sent us all those codes for games to give away on Babel Royale.
Nice. By the way, I need to check something here. I think that may have been a body double last night.
No, in Entertainment Weekly.
Oh no!
She said it was her. You wish
it's a body double. Don't.
I do wish it was, because it feels
uncomfortable all you want.
Yeah, no, she talked about it in Entertainment Weekly. Right. Basically, they said, we'll leave it up to you as far as how far you want to go with it.
Right. She's
20 years old. She can make this decision for herself. That's not a problem.
Careful. She's actually 22. Oh. Careful. Spoilers.
But that's not a, is that a spoiler? How can you even go on Twitter today without seeing
who
that?
It might be.
Yeah, right. I don't want to give anything away, but it's still weird.
We're pretty sure at this point, based on the age, it's not Brienne of Tarth.
It's not Brienne of Tarth, you guys. Thank goodness.
All right, let's move on.
Brian, you have anything you want to pimp? Oh, we're going to do, Okay, so here's the deal today. After this thing, I go straight from this show to speaking at the University of Utah today in my tired and lonely state of dreaming about half-posted podcasts. So that's going to be fantastic. Anyway, I'll do that. And then I come. Oh, and then I go to lunch with my daughter out there. And then I come home. And then I do the Boop Show. And the Boop Show stars me and Brian Dunaway. And we talk about video games, especially focused on like small, cool little experiences you may miss on your radar if you don't know they're out there. So if you like that kind of stuff, 3:30 Mountain Time today for Brian Dunaway and myself doing the Boop Show. So be here for that.
And if you don't like that stuff, what's the matter with you?
Yeah. Or straight up F off.
Just put some mayo on it and it'll be all better.
Yeah. Hey, actually, do you ever have any, did your mom or your dad or anybody ever say, hey, if you put a little of this food item on your thing, it'll make it better? Did that ever happen to you guys?
No, not really. Matter of fact, I learned at a very early age, don't drown your food.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
In mayo, salt, ketchup, or goop.
That's
where you got it, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yes. What was that? That was
a wagon wheel. It's time for
timer.
My mom did, and I don't remember what the reason was, and I better confirm this with her, but she would put Windex on something to make it better.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And I don't remember what it was. It was like a It's like a, maybe it was a bruise or a, like a skin knee or something.
Oh yeah, Windex. Yeah, you could do it on bite. I think like ant bites or something like that.
Well, maybe it was that, or an insect or a bee sting or something.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
It made your arm really clean. Ooh, look at that.
Yeah, I don't know what. Was it a jellyfish bite? But I never had jellyfish growing up. I don't live
jellyfish in- bite. I like the idea of that.
I got stung by a bunch of jellyfish. Yeah, they're not bites. Yeah, you get stung.
You get bitten.
I did get stung by jellyfish in Mississippi. Oh, this is a great story. I'm going to tell this real quick. You probably have these down there on your beaches, Brian. I don't know. But at night, I noticed when I was in Mississippi, if you ran on the beach, little blue lights would flash under your feet. It would like poof, 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 like awesome neon looking lights under your feet. And I thought, that is so cool. What is this beach? Running up and down the beach, doing it over and over. Have fun, go to bed, wake up the next day, and my feet are triple their normal size. Big club feet full of bites, but stings. They were all little flat, laying there, sea creature things.
Ow.
Getting one last gasp, like, oh, I'm dying, but I'm taking this guy with me.
Yeah. And it didn't hurt. It never hurt. Even when it was swollen, it didn't hurt. I don't know what that was about. It feels like it should hurt, but it didn't.
Scott and his dead feet.
Yeah. And then Gidget, who hails from Australia, reminds us that we haven't been stung by anything unless we've been in Australia. So.
Oh, my God. Yeah, everything in Australia is trying to kill you.
Yeah.
No thanks.
Yeah.
No kidding. 43 of the 5 most poisonous creatures.
Yeah. And those are just the humans in Sydney. Anyway. Got you there. All right. Hey, Brian, take it easy. I'll see you at 3:30 and keep your hands clean. Okay. Bye-bye. All right. Where are we now? News, I guess?
We are newsing it up.
All right. Stick it all up in this.
This is your radio newscaster with another exclusive, sensational summary of world and local events.
It's the news brought to you by...
America's Next Top Podcaster may be over, but contestant Alex learned from his... what was the second to last challenge that he participated in about how cool interviews can be. He takes us all through every single person involved with America's Next Top Podcaster in a series of interviews. Yes, even including Brandon, who was first off. Check it out. It is going to be on the feed today. AmericasNextTopPodcaster.com.
Nice. Well done, Alex. I can't wait to hear this.
He starts with me. He interviews me first.
Ah, is he doing the judges as well? I assume he is.
He's going to do the judges as well, so you will get interviewed as well.
Do you guys like
be
all this?
Ready.
Chat room, do you like this dust on my monitor here? Do you like that? Is that nice? And is that very professional looking to you to have all that dust?
Look at that. No dust. No dust on my swing arm here.
My swing arm's okay, but my mic itself is kind of a nightmare. Anyway. just blow on it. Everything will be fine.
Yeah, it'll be great.
A man tried to consume skeletal remains he found in Conception Bay South, which is...
Why would you not want to do that?
I don't know why you would ever consider finding an old bone and then first thing on your mind is let's eat it. Let's boil it down and eat it.
Cincinnati, they'll cover it with chili.
That's right. And then it's palatable. Sources say a man charged with possessing stolen skeletal remains from a Conception Bay South cemetery last week was arrested after he allegedly attempted to boil the bones and drink the water.
So he's making a broth.
Sure.
He's just making a broth.
I don't know why that grosses me out, but a cow wouldn't.
Oh, I know why it grosses you out, because it's gross.
Because it's human, right? But would a cow...
It's also not treated. I mean, this is like, he stole it from a cemetery.
Yeah, but bone broth, is the whole point is you boil out the impurities and make a thing. I don't know. That's kind of gross,
but
too.
Yeah, exactly. Bone broth is done a completely different way than digging up a corpse and boiling down a corpse.
Soylent broth is people, says TVZ Gone. Oh, hey, TVZ Gone, are you coming to... He's coming, isn't he?
He is, yes.
Oh, good. His photography is much required.
It is.
Yeah, we don't get good pictures of ourselves taken ever until he's around. That's how it works.
So true. Faux show.
Anyway, this guy did this thing. His name is Lucas Daw. He's 20. God, it's a young time to start being this weird.
Doing weird stuff, yeah.
Anyway.
You're never too young to do stupid things.
I guess in Civil War times, he's almost dead at this age, but whatever. Anyway, he made his second appearance in provincial court in St. John's on Thursday morning, where his case was postponed for a week in order to allow him time to find a lawyer. Daw, who was escorted into court by sheriffs with his head underneath his coat and asked the officers to guide him into the courtroom because he couldn't see where he was going, agreed to stay in custody until then. Why is he trying to hide himself? Because he doesn't want to be seen, I guess.
Yeah.
Sources told the Telegram the remains came from a Anglican parish cemetery and belonged to a person who died a significant time ago, possibly more than 100 years. Sources say that the man was arrested after the witness allegedly saw Daw licking the bones.
Ugh. Ugh. Oh, this is just so wrong.
I feel like they may have caught someone early who may have been a problem later. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like basically, we've got him now. Things were going to be far worse after he got his bone fix.
Like he's headed toward like harvesting his own victim's bones. Like we don't want to get to that stage. Sure. That's like stage four. So let's not do that. The RNC's Major Crime Unit. Oh, I love the name Major Crime Unit. Isn't that a great term? I love that.
The Major Crime Unit.
Major Crime Unit. In consultation with the office and sheriff's medical examiner, determined earlier this week, the partial skeleton is quite old and not connected to any current missing person cases. They were not concerned about any danger to the public, but maybe keep that guy under close watch is all I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there's a concern that there should be should be concern involved with this. But at least they got him. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got him.
Yep. Hey, you know how on MASH sometimes you'd see Hawkeye pound a guy's chest with his fist?
Sure, right. Like you do the thing with the paddles, which they didn't have then, but like you try and get their heart started back up with
and sometimes if you're Hawkeye in the field chest. And they got like a guy dying on the side of a dirt road in Korea, he would just do this thing where he'd swing around and pound him on the chest and swing around.
Yeah, but it doesn't work unless you're, come on, don't give up on me. Yeah, you can do this.
That's
like
right.
You have to be yelling at them as well. It's not just the fist. It's combined with the being yelled at.
That's right. You know what we call that? That's called a, one of these. It's a trope.
It is a trope. What was the abyss? Come on, you never gave up on anything in your whole life. Damn it, live.
Live,
damn you,
damn
breathe.
It, live, breathe. Yeah, I remember that. That movie. Why don't we film sack that? We really should.
We should. You know what? That'd be a great one to film, Sack.
Yeah. Why isn't that on the list?
Let's see if it's streaming.
Yeah. Check and see there. But anyway.
Yes.
What was my point? Oh, so it turns out that actually can work. That's why they do it. If you have no other options and you don't have other sort of higher tech medical care available to you in an emergency, you can jolt somebody's heart back to normal by pounding on it or creating some sort of jostle. Well, this guy that I'm about to talk about learned this a really funny way. A pothole in the road jolted his heart back to normal. This is a Nebraska man. He says he has a pothole to thank for saving his life. They report an ambulance from the town of Gretna was en route to Lakeside Hospital, transporting a patient with a racing heart rate. The man's heart repeatedly hit a rate of 200 beats per minute. That's bad. Especially if you're just sitting there. That's real bad. As paramedics worked to get his heart rate down, the rig hit a pothole and the man's heart went back down to normal after the hit. Bonk!
That's crazy. Yep. Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy. It's also, like, a pothole large enough to do that, you'd think the ambulance driver would say, oh, I'm steered around that thing, but it's a good thing they didn't. Like,
yeah. Maybe they're bad there. I don't know.
They're bad at driving and this guy owes his life to...
bad driving and bad city infrastructure.
Right.
Dr. Andrew Goldsweig, that's a cool name, I guess, of Nebraska Medicine is a rare phenomenon, says it's a rare phenomenon, but totally possible. One way to treat that is with electrical shock. Classically, you see it on television, the paddles clear and the big jolt. Turns out you can do that with a pothole. Doctor recalled a case from the late 70s where a patient's heart rate went back to normal after an ambulance hit a speed bump. Friends in of the patient in Nebraska say they expect the man to fully recover.
Great.
I don't know why I did that weird creepy thing at the end of that, but that's fine.
By the way, Chad the drone guy in the chat room asks if I went to Carl's Jr. and got that 420 burger.
Oh.
I did not.
Yeah.
However, a listener of the show, Clark, did go. He's a member of the Denver Tadpole group, and again, we saw him at that meetup, the Denver Tadpole meetup. He enjoyed it. He said it was a little spicy because not only was there a spicy Santa Fe sauce that was laced with CBD, but there were also fried jalapenos, deep fried jalapenos in the burger. Mm. However, due to an accident several years back, Clark deals with a lot of pain. He was actually able to bowl pain-free at the main event after eating that CBD burger.
After the burger? Really? That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
He should go, he should seek medical advice on as to what he should be getting regularly from
right,
CBD.
Exactly. And they're even talking now about doing like a weekly or bi-weekly bowling thing with Tina and I. Now that he's able to do that again. So I'm guessing he's going to be like, all right, well, if Carl's Jr. ain't going to keep making that burger, I guess I got to go get some CBD from somewhere else.
Wait, is bi-weekly twice a week or twice a month? How's it go?
Twice a month. Every other week would be bi-weekly.
Bi-weekly.
Semi-weekly.
Yeah, I always
semi-weekly would be twice a week.
Why do I get those mixed up? I always do.
Yeah.
Semi so like, and bi.
Bisexual means both men and women. Semi-sexual means I'm just half the time.
When your testosterone's a little low, some of the time. All right.
Yes.
Here's a story. Okay, so this church, this is crazy, but I get, I kind of get it, but it's crazy. Anyway, this church has had to apologize after a pastor in the church asked students to spit on him and cut him as part of an Easter lesson. he was trying, obviously he's trying to say, all right, Jesus went through all this horrible stuff. Let's see if I can recreate all of this so you all will appreciate it more. I know what he's doing. I get it. But, dude, maybe you got to find a better way.
Yeah.
This isn't the way to do it. An Ohio church dude is apologizing for inappropriate Easter lesson in which the pastor urged students to spit on him, slap him, and cut him with a steak knife. Impact.
You know, just like Jesus.
You know, the steak knives they had back then.
The steak knife, you know. Yeah,
sure. Exactly. Impact City Church leader, Pastor Justin Ross, and part-time associate pastor Jadeus Dempsey. I don't trust that guy.
Jadeus. I'm Jadeus.
It's like one of the Children of the Corn or something. I don't like it.
Right. Yeah. Molokai.
This is a Seinfeld voice. That's pretty good, too. Molokai.
Molokai, what is the deal with Molokai?
You don't know
how the corn failed. What is the deal with the corn failed?
You don't know how to keep the reservation. Anyway, I went on Facebook this week to publicly apologize to students who were part of the unusual after school activity on Monday. Dempsey was leading a group of middle and high school students who were part of the church's weekly after school students hangouts. The program includes food and activities. Now they really include activities. That's when Dempsey decided to share his message with students about Easter, in which he later said, cross the line. I thought it was okay. Here's the description. Jadeus got up in front of the students and said, I'm going to ask you to do something that might seem a little crazy, but if there's anyone here that would like to spit in my face, you can do it without any repercussions.
He didn't even finish the sentence before 20 students got up and started hawking loogies in his
head. Yep, a bunch of them did. Then some students took him up on the offer of slapping him. Several did. Mm-hmm. Finally, Dempsey pulled out a steak knife and said the same conditions. One student took the knife and sliced his back. Dude!
Jeez!
Dude! You're just doing it wrong. This is all wrong. You can build... Yeah. I mean, look, I understand you're trying to build appreciation for the crucifixion. I get it. Mm-hmm. But maybe you can do it.
I don't know. Maybe you could do like an egg coloring demonstration or hand out some chocolate bunnies. I don't know. Maybe that would be more appropriate. Or
Brian wants to go full pagan Easter on it instead. Right, the total opposite.
All right. Go ahead. You know, have a big rock in the church parking lot that they have to try and push over so that.
Oh, there you go. The tomb rock stone deal.
The tomb rock. Exactly.
Or they could carry a big piece of wood on their back for like 20 feet or, you know.
Even that's exactly. If you want to do some sort of related, hey, let's experience it.
Mm-hmm. Also, the one kid that stabbed him or cut him with the knife.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe keep an eye on him, too. Keep a little eye on that kid.
Maybe next up is bone. Bone boiling.
Yep. Bone boiling. <For that kid. laughs> That's the stages. Stage one is cut your pastor. Two, boil some bones. Three, drink the bone water. And four, Jeffrey Dahmer. That's the steps.
Right.
Don't let it happen.
Thinking, oh, man, I brought the steak knife. I really didn't think any of them would use it. Jeez. Oh, I guess he wouldn't say geez.
No. No, he wouldn't. Gosh golly, you'd say.
Yeah.
What a weird thing. I would have, you know, if I was one of those kids.
Flanders in there now.
Yeah, oh yeah, big time. If I was one of those kids.
Hey, if any of you students want to come and slice me across the back, diddly-dee, diddly-diddly.
Yeah, I can totally see a Flanders type doing it. That's the whole Flanders motif, you know?
It is, yes, exactly.
Let he is without sin cast the first stone.
Go ahead, Billy.
When are you going to give me back my lawnmower?
I like it when he is wearing the sexy pants. How did that go in? Oh, it's like I'm wearing nothing at all. Like nothing at all.
Is that Hank Azaria? Who does
No, that's Oh, it is. Yeah. Hank is. No, yeah. Sorry. The other one. Kent Brockman.
Harry Shearer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you can
doodly dee.
Doodly doodly.
We're both on Godzilla.
Homie, I can see your doodle. He's the best. Stupid sexy Jesus. Anyway, this is a bummer. I'm not really in the market for a Samsung device, but I have to admit I was pretty excited about the idea of a foldable phone.
Totally, yeah.
That folds out into a tablet and then folds back into a phone. It just is a neat innovation, and whether or not it's, you know, becomes a standard or that's what we all aim for with our portable devices one day, probably not. I don't know. It may be too gimmicky, but at the very least, yeah. I was like, oh, that's cool. What a cool thing. It doesn't work. All their phones are breaking.
But step one, make sure that the phone you're folding in half is one of the Samsung phones that's supposed to fold in half. I think that should be
yes.
Like
solid advice. Solid advice. Write
there
that
are
down
no
first.
iPhones that fold in half. Tip number two, don't try and fold an iPhone in half.
Yeah,
none of them do it.
Don't fold all other phones in half except for this one. And now even in this case, it sounds like maybe you don't want to fold it very much. This thing is $2,000. It's a very expensive phone. And a lot of them appear to be breaking after just a couple of days, including review units that went to The Verge, that went to Mark Gurman, who does a lot of reviews. Bunch of the big review houses, their phones are breaking almost immediately. And then people who have actually purchased them, which I don't know what their total sales are on this thing because it's so freaking expensive, but it's got to be a fair number of people also noticing it. It starts with some flickering, then it turns black, and then it fizzes out completely. Others have described the one side, it all works at first, but then after a few folds, one side has normal touch and the other side has really slow touch response.
Oh, no. Okay.
Weird stuff like that. But for most of them, it's just going out completely. Like I said, reporters at The Verge, CNBC, and others say they left that layer on and their screen still broke. The left side of the screen is intermittently flashing. And it says the right side is unresponsive. The phone was completely unusable after 2 days, according to Todd Hazelston, the CNBC reporter. The long-anticipated folding phone is about the size of a standard smartphone when folded, but can open up to the size of a small tablet. The phone is designed to work whether closed or open, and when open, the single-screen display is bisected by a crease. Now, a lot of people were just worried about the crease, but now it's not freaking working.
Now you got to worry about a crack.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Folding phones. Wait, Swamp Rat in the chat says he has a foldable phone? No, he doesn't. Nobody's making him. Yeah,
I'm sure he does, but it's like a little flip phone.
Oh, frickin'. Not that kind of fold, buddy.
Yeah. Not a foldable screen, but a foldable phone. Sure.
Yeah. I mean, I'm convinced that you can iterate on this thing and make it better, but to launch at $2,000 and have him be this bad out of the gate? It's not good.
No, I love the concept, and this is certainly like a Gen 2, Gen 3, Gen 4 kind of situation.
Yeah, I think so. If hopefully this isn't so bad that they don't even consider a second one, but Samsung promises in their documentation, they had promised that the thing's supposed to withstand opening and closing at 200,000 times. That would be 100 times a day for 5 years. That should be plenty. But people are saying that 2 days into it, you're hosed. The Galaxy Fold goes on sale April 26th in the U.S. for $1,980, making it one of the most expensive phones anywhere, particularly if it isn't as durable as promised. So good luck to you.
somebody, one of the memes that got posted to Neverthink was Casey Neistat or Neistat or whatever that guy's name that, you know, always wears the sunglasses and has anyway, he was doing a review of the foldable phone, and it was like he was releasing some important information. He says, all right, so, you know, the phone, if you look at it, it's about the thickness of a regular phone. But then when you fold it in half, it's about the thickness of two phones. And of course, it was at that point that the meme queued up the Avengers music. That dun, 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 dun.
That's great.
That's awesome.
All right. So there's your deal. Probably don't buy one, is my thinking. Hold off, yeah, folks.
Maybe hold off, yeah.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, it'll be major spoilers and Trek nerd. There's been a finale in Star Trek, and so we'll see what Daryl says about that. Brian's seen it. We won't spoil
anything. Daryl, he's talked about it. Oh, he has mentioned that he saw it in chat. Yeah.
We will not do any spoilers. None. Zip. I promise people that.
But Michael Burnham's naked scene, man, that came out of nowhere.
Who would have thought that she would have finally said, you know, not since Walking Dead have I wanted to be this naked. yeah, and I haven't seen it yet, Lasard, so you're right. There's no risk of spoilers for me. I'm not going to say anything there because I don't know. I haven't seen it yet.
No risk of spoilers for me either.
Indeed. All right, let's take a quick break, and let's do it with music. Do you have one? Song?
I have one music.
You have one music?
One music, please.
Great.
This one came out on Friday. Brand new album or brand new single from the band InStride. It's one of those singles where you got a song on one side and then a song on the other side, but it's digital, so it's all on the same side.
Does the hot stay hot and the cold stay cold?
That's exactly what happens with this.
Great.
These guys remind me a little bit of the Strokes. They are a New York band formed in 2018. Homegrown New York rock and pop project, group of five. Let's see, started strong from packing open mic nights to selling out their headline show within the last half year. These guys are great. The band is called In Stride. The new song is called No More Games.
One by one, summer sun's gonna never change. Just my luck growing up, now you're told to act your age. Picture perfect silhouettes and holograms. Keep in touch, I care too much to give a damn. When the morning comes, I'll be trying to turn. What you said about love before. All I know is how it goes when you're on your knees. You get back up and make me want to live. Just a left to learn. No more games, you're all outplayed, so you take a bow. But when you take it slow, you ought to know by now. all the sand from your eyes. Get back on track. Drop your ass. Watching the clock ticking by like some kind of.
Hello, I'm outside in the car, riding around, bouncing around. Hello.
It was, after all, they or us.
The Morning Stream. Better than a pound of jam in your pants.
Only just barely, by the way. Only just barely is it better than a pound of jam in your pants. Hey, welcome back, everybody. We are back at it. And that means I got to launch Skype because that's how we talk to Steven Schleicher. Mm-hmm. Although I think he's
the only way to do it.
He was saying he had, he thought he fixed his thing with Discord, but I don't think, maybe not yet. So we'll still use this for now.
All right. Well, it would be worth trying at some point. Maybe not during the show, but maybe at some point.
Yeah, at some point we will. Oh, hello, Steven Schleicher. How are you?
Oh, hello. Hello.
You are so bearded these days.
It's actually shaved.
Wow. Brian can't see this, but that is really heavy duty. Awesome. I love it.
I could if I turn on my TV and
I just
want to
run my fingers through it, Steven.
Ooh.
It's fantastic.
Sexy.
Very sexy.
Wow.
Mr. Schleicher's here and he has an intro, so I'm going to play it.
Steven.
I'm supposed to say, Mr. Schleicher's my father's name. hey, it's Steven Schleicher all the way from Hayes, Kansas, and the wonderful website known as Major Spoilers at majorspoilers.com. Steven, welcome to the program.
Hey, Scott. Hey, Brian.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, you sent me this tweet that I want to talk about. Yeah. I'll tell you what it says, and then we can dive in. It says, a 20-plus movie marathon leading up to Endgame, meaning Marvel Avengers Endgame. Real fans will want to watch the entire Marvel saga in true chronological order. Buckle up, girls and boys, and ready your multiple copies of the various Marvel movies and like three TVs. Four would be preferable. Explain to me what he did and why it's either the craziest thing I've ever heard or great.
Anytime someone says there's a true chronological order, that's an instant turnoff for me.
Mm-hmm.
But what this person has done is he's gone through all the movies. And he has said, okay, you want to pop in Avengers Age of Ultron and watch only the first 15 seconds of the part where Thor has his vision of the Infinity Stones. Then stop. Then you're going to go to another movie, Guardians of the Galaxy, and watch this 15 seconds of film. Then you're going to go and jump to this other movie, and you're going to watch these two things, preferably at the same time, blah, blah, blah. And he continues to do that through... you know, all of the movies until you have watched things literally in the chronological order, linear chronological order in which they happened, not the chronological order in which the movies were released.
Well,
credit the guy for doing it, but I don't know. I am not a fan of this. If you want to watch them in whatever order you want. If you want to watch them in the order they were released, that's great. But for me, there's something about revealing history when it's appropriate. To me, that is the right way to tell backstory, is at the moment that it needs to be revealed.
Right.
Otherwise, it's kind of like the reason why you don't have episodes 1, 2, and 3 of Star Wars before episodes 4, 5, and 6 is because the shock and reveal of, spoiler alert, everyone, Vader is Luke's father in Empire Strikes Back really has an impactful hit on you. As opposed to if you were to watch episodes 1, 2, and 3 and then 4, 5, and 6 and go, oh, well, yeah, we already knew that. That's why is he screaming?
I mean, yeah, those prequels require that you've seen all that.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And so, you know, if you've seen the machete version of or the machete edit viewing of Star Wars, you know, they want you to watch episode 4, then episode 5. And then they want you to jump and watch episodes 2 and 3 and then come back for 6 and then so on and so forth.
Right, right, right. I mean,
somebody sent me a link a while back to this download of Lost, but it's edited so that's chronological and it's edited into 1 hour episodes, but it's all chronological. So the Man in Black and all that prehistoric stuff that happened and then the creation of the giant statue on the island and stuff like that. I watched probably, I pretty much watched all the way up until it got into where they were just on the island, you know, where really there wasn't that much chronological stuff. They would still have the backstories that all took place before. And I was like, all right, I'm bored with this. And I went on to something else. Mm. But I'm hoping that somebody out there at least edits out all of the Infinity Stone pre-stuff into like a little video where you can see all this stuff happening and kind of what led to this.
Well,
I wouldn't watch it instead of watching the other movies, but as a follow-up, it's kind of cool. It's a really cool idea.
Yeah, here's what I would want. I would want this guy, whoever this guy is. Who is this? Colin McLaughlin. Here's what I want to. His name, by the way, is Colin McLaughlin is available to play Batman, whatever that means.
Right.
I want him to just, if he's so into this, go it. Make yeah. me the edit so I don't have to. I just want to watch the edit. I don't want to flip on different things, throw discs in. I don't want to do that. That's a nightmare. That will take me out of it. But if you give me the edit the way Topher Grace did,
yes,
I'm in.
I'm definitely very interested in watching all of those Topher Grace edits of the various movies. I think that would just be fascinating to watch. But
I didn't hear about the Topher Grace edits.
This seems rather, I don't know, too much nerd maybe.
His number one reply to his whole thread is not all heroes wear capes. Meaning this guy is some kind of hero that we should all be emulating. But I don't know. I don't think I could go this far. Not with the whole, like, have multiple TVs ready and all that stuff. I'd need just make an edit. I just want to look at the screen and be done.
Well, he pretty much shows you most of it in that Twitter feed with the pop-up little GIFs that he's got in there. So you get a good sense of the way that it is supposed to play out.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Without having to watch, 40 hours worth of movies. Which, I think there's less than 40 hours before Avengers Endgame arrives this weekend.
Yeah, that's true. Have you ever gone back to look at Thanos in
the first Avengers
movie? The stinger at the end there.
It's got his big old rubbery face.
It's so different. They got it. I mean, I'm not, and I don't need him to be that strong on that continuity, but whew, boy.
And he's a lot bluer. if I remember correctly, he's a lot more Kree looking.
Much more Kree looking. They're out in space. Which I guess you could say is part of the lighting's pretty dark or whatever, but it's definitely not the mocap. What's his name in there? Like,
I don't know. I don't think he'd even been selected to play that character.
No, but that would have been really cool. You know, I know we can't do this stuff. Time is a wicked kitten. No offense, Monica. I'm into this idea. I am not into the work it takes to get it done. I'm just going to go see that movie.
It's like, oh, that's really cool that you did that, but I'm not going
to
watch it.
No. It's like asking me to play the world's hardest video game. I just don't have time for it anymore. But I will enjoy that movie, and yes, a bunch of us are going to see it over the weekend. I assume you're all in. Steven, you're going to go see it? Oh, come on. You totally are.
So, don't have kids, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, no.
Soccer tournament season. Now, this happened with the last Avengers game.
Okay.
We were in Topeka, and that night, it was like, after everyone was done with soccer, everyone was worn out. And so I was like, okay, there's a movie theater right up here. I'm going to go to the 10 o'clock showing.
Yeah.
And I don't think we didn't get out of there until almost 1 a.m. I went by myself. Yeah. And it was fine. And it was packed. It was packed. This time, however, the soccer tournament coincides with a Sporting KC event that we're doing on Saturday night. So I probably will not get to see this movie this weekend.
Well,
is unfortunate.
It is unfortunate.
You are staying away from Twitter, right? Like, you are going to disconnect from all social media over the weekend?
No. Spoilers don't bother me, right? I mean, it's right there in the name, major spoilers. So if you came back and told me, like they've said, Kevin Feige, or Feige. What is it? Feige or
Farage?
Flagel.
Flamage.
He came out and said, hey, listen, I know everyone thinks that, here's a spoiler, Avengers Endgame is the end of Phase 3 of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Right. But instead, he's come out and said, no, the upcoming Spider-Man movie, that's the actual end of Phase 3.
Oh, weird.
And is going to lead into Phase 4.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you have... why wouldn't Endgame be just like the perfect ending to Phase 3 and then you start Phase 4 with Far From
Home?
Unless
there's something that happens in either of the two movies that make you lead to believe that one movie happens before the other, or perhaps this is speculation, so not spoilers.
Yeah.
That a bunch of things get reset.
Right.
And so some new things might be happening to give you kind of a preview of what Phase 4 might be like in the upcoming Spider-Man movie.
You know what would be really cool? I mean, look, this isn't a spoiler because everyone knows at least that a bunch of people, they know that a bunch of people were wiped out, right? They know
that. This is not a spoiler. All right, go ahead.
Thanos snapped his fingers and a bunch of people went away. That's not a spoiler.
Yeah, yeah.
Correct.
Here's what I wanted to say about that. It would be awesome if at the end of Endgame, if they figure out a way to reverse that stuff, that the new... they are reincarnated as the new actors.
Oh, there you go. Like because the Chris Evans and the Robert
whoever
Downey
gonna be, yeah, whoever's going to be the new whatever. I guess those guys are in current state. But if there was somebody like, I don't know, I don't want to give away names, but let's say somebody who actually faded away is brought back, they could just say, ah, it's all the we just had to pull from parts we had to grab some random guy and it made him end up looking like this new actor.
I mean, that would be a way to do it, but that's a lot of forward planning and a lot of people that have to keep deep, deep secrets.
Yeah.
And I don't think that they would be able to do that. Probably more of a big surprise and would probably get a bigger rise out of the audience is to have, which I always thought was going to happen, was the Fantastic Four show up and save the day.
Mm. Oh, right. Oh, my gosh, dude.
Now, granted, there's no, there's no Galactus, but an Ultimate Nullifier could make an appearance.
They own the rights now. This is theirs to do it.
Yeah,
the Fantastic Four could show up.
Yeah.
That is why I've been saying for a year that it would be awesome. I've been saying this for a year, ever since the rumors that Disney was going to start buying 20th Century Fox. Ooh, here's how you bring the 20th Century Fox Marvel Universe into MCU Universe with this. Mm-hmm. And as they come back, here's a Wolverine that pops out of nowhere. Here's a Fantastic Four people that come in and help save the day.
The Russo brothers did an interview recently where they talked about, all right, well, now that we have this, we want to bring Dr. Doom into a movie. We want Wolverine to appear in a movie. Like, basically, they're wanting to take all this stuff and put in the MCU.
Right.
Yeah, it'd be cool. I mean, they have the opportunity to do it. And I always thought that this was going to be the best way to do it, but I've been told multiple times by multiple official sources, no, that ain't going to happen.
Do you think the X-Men could cross over and do something? What if a bunch of X-Men show up at the end?
I really, Wolverine would be the best thing to come out. And as they're, again, speculation, not spoilers, if they're going to multiple universes or multiple universes are colliding at the end of this to bring everyone back, that's the perfect time to have a Wolverine pop out and slash his claws or have a Reed Richards pop in and wrap his big rubbery arms around Thanos so they can help get
everything
off.
Here's my prediction. Jubilee comes out and shoots some, sparkles.
Some sparkles in his face.
Sweet. It's fireworks for everyone. Sparkles! Whee! That'd be great. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, this is all good speculation. A reminder, the weekend after that film opens is Free Comic Book Day.
Free Comic Book
Day. Give them the primer, dude. You're always good at this primer about where people should go, what they should do, and how they should do it.
So here's what you need to do. If you want some free comics on Free Comic Book Day, you need to go to your local comic book shop. Now, most comic book shops will participate, and there are some stores, like we had a Hastings here, the regional chain, they also participated in Free Comic Book Day. So places that sell comic books in bulk, I'm not talking about your Barnes & Noble or anything like that, but big bulk comics, they will usually participate. Here's how it works. Some comics will absolutely positively be free. Those are the gold level comics. Other comics, there may be a slight charge, or depending on how your store works, they might require you to buy X number of dollars of other comics before you get a pick of the free comics. So it just kind of depends on how your store operates. Every store operates differently. I love the stores where you can go in and there's all the free comic books and they're like, help yourself to as many free comics as you want. And, we also have comics that you could pay for us as, buy from us as well.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the stores that I like, but I've seen some, rather shady stuff where some people are like, well, we do. And the comic book stores do have to pay for those comic books. So I've seen some stores charge 10 cents for some of these comics.
Mm-hmm.
So you just kind of have to be aware of what your comic book store is doing. And the best thing that you can do is call ahead and find out. And don't do it on Saturday morning because these stores are going to be packed. They're going to be booked. They're going to have no time for silly questions on the phone. So, call now and say, hey, what are you guys doing for your free comic book day? What activities do you have planned? Some people might have creators show up to sign. Other people may have cosplayers there to help promote the event. But a free comic book day, it's a great day to go out there and sample all the comics or a bunch of comics from a bunch of different publishers and maybe that will lead you to a new reading world of fun.
Yeah. Also,
well, most important thing is don't go into the comic store assuming that everything in the store is free.
Right. Right. Not everything is free.
Loading your arms up and run out the store. That's not what free comic book day means.
This is true. By way of reminder, also, as is tradition around here, Carter and I are doing a free comic book day print giveaway, and that day the store will go live with this year's. We decided to do something really weird. Basically, her art and my art, if you put them next to each other, work together. It's the Wonder Twins.
It's going to be the Wonder Twins. I thought maybe you were going to draw Reed Richards with his arm stretching out, and then Carter was going to draw Thanos with the arm wrapped
around. We thought about doing that. But we decided instead to do Wonder Twins. So she's doing the girl, I'm doing the dude. I forget their names.
Zan and Jaina.
Mm-hmm. And they... where their fists meet in the middle is the edge of the comic. So if you hold them separately, they look like individual and they're right. All good on their own. But you can actually, if a lot of people frame these, you put them in a frame, separate frame or even one frame, and boom, you got your combined image.
And then you can
thanks a lot for inviting me to draw Gleek. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Well, look, when
I was going to say you could take each photo and put it on each side of your head and it'd look like they're punching.
Yeah, that's not bad. But those will be 1,000% free. They don't cost a dime for people to order those. And the new store is even easier to use. Last few years, we've had to use like a spreadsheet and stuff to keep track of everybody. But this year, you just go in, you pay $0, zero shipping, zero everything. And off to your door comes physical prints from Carter and I, signed and ready to go. If you're already collecting all the ones we've done in years past, this is a fine new addition to that, and that will happen on Free Comic Book Day. But that day's also May the 4th be with you. That's a problem, man. I hate that name.
If I'm not mistaken, May the 4th Free Comic Book Day was when Avengers was supposed to open up, I thought, because the Marvel people have always, in the last couple of years, really released their movie on the same weekend as Free Comic Book Day. So I don't know what changed in the last year or so, but yeah. Mm. Yeah. And, of course, Star Wars. Yeah, why not celebrate Star Wars?
Why not? Celebrate it. Just don't call it May the 4th be with you, because it sucks. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It sucks to say that out loud. Have you ever given your take on that? How do you feel about that?
I don't care. If people want to call it May the 4th, you know, May the 4th be with you, that's fine. Or Revenge of the 5th on May 5th, that's fine, too. I have no problem with people having fun. What really annoys me is people are like, that's not a thing. Well, actually, it is a thing when, you know, a million people around the country are saying, hey, May the 4th be with you. So those are the people that really annoy me, are the ones that's like, it's not a thing. It is a thing.
No, you're right.
And it's because there's a bunch of people out there having fun with it.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. I'll give you that. I'll just be annoyed.
You're such an old man, Johnson.
I'm just going to just keep being annoyed, but only because...
No, it's fine. If you want to be annoyed, that's fine.
Yeah. that's how I'm having fun, is I'm being annoyed.
There you go. But you know, when you go out and you literally yell at people that say May the 4th be with you, and you yell back, that's not a thing. Why don't you have a real life?
Yeah,
that's not the cool thing.
That I don't like. My biggest problem isn't celebrating Star Wars. It's the punny name use. I hate the use of, because it sounds like you just have a speech impediment. May the 4th be with you. Use the 4th, Luke. It sucks. If you start using fourth throughout the movies, like thinking of every time they say that, the fourth awakens. Hey, you guys, the fourth awakens. Ah, it sounds like I got like my teeth are too big.
Anyway, real quick. Yeah. There are some people in the chat going, how do I know if I have a comic book shop in my area? One place you can go to is comicshoplocator.com and put in your zip code and your address. But I will tell you this, that it is not 100% accurate based on where you live. My understanding is that Comic Shop Locator, the shops have to kind of pay to be in that directory service. So for me, if I type in my zip code in Hayes, Kansas, the closest comic shop it tells me is all the way in Pennsylvania. And I know that there are like 5 comic shops within 3 hours of me. So
wow,
do be aware of that. But if you're in bigger cities, it should be fairly accurate for you to find a comic shop in your area.
All right.
Comicshoplocator.com.
Go check that out. Look at that. We're getting good info out of you today. This is fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yay.
Steven Schleicher, the one man who I thought would see this movie before any of us.
I'm going to try to. If there's like a I don't even know if I could go Thursday night if they had a Thursday night show, but I know I can't go Friday. Yeah. I know I can't go Saturday. And I know that by the time we get done with soccer and get back on Sunday, it's going to be like 1 a.m. So.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Well, I believe in
soccer's
you.
Soccer's the worst.
Yeah, I know. Kids are the worst.
It's the worst.
Kids are the best, but their schedules are the worst.
If they weren't so darn cool and awesome, I'd tell everybody not to have them.
Right. That's a good point. All right. Well, there's always one other. Oh, yeah. Majorspoilers.com. Don't forget that. Major Spoilers on Twitter, all that. There's always the one little piece of advice you give us on the way out. What is it?
Oh, yes. Stay hydrated, everyone.
Stay hydrated, everyone. Okay.
Very good.
Well, all right, then. That was lovely.
Yeah.
Lovely time.
Lovely. Lovely.
Lovely. Lovely. Lovely. Daryl's getting called. Time for Daryl. Pick up Scott. Whoop, whoop. Hello, Daryl.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Oh, good. Well, let's play this.
I finally got the thing out of my pants.
Great.
Oh, my gosh. Good. Finally.
I don't know why. That was an old one. That's forever ago. Daryl Skeels. He is the guy you know as the Trek nerd. He's literally called that on many of his social media accounts. And he comes on the show and we talk about Star Trek related things. We've been doing this for a very long time. And as it turns out, let's get the big thing out of the way. Star Trek Discovery Season 2 had its grand finale.
Yes, it did.
And I've heard wonderful things about it. Very little detail, but that people really like it and like the very Trekkie nature of the way it ended.
Yes,
I agree. You concur? Okay, cool. What else would you say without spoiling anything? Any other thoughts or feelings about what you saw? I guess Brian, too, because he saw it.
I think if they gave me all the episodes that led up to this and say, here's what we're going to do, I would say, yes, that's perfect. Do that.
Mm. Okay, interesting. Because you're picky about that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that you think they are on the ground level of the right direction,
yes,
that's a big deal. Yeah, yeah.
They are really.
I'm anticipating
in the
season
right
three more than I was anticipating season two after seeing season one.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's good. I like to hear
that. I had
that.
Complaints about certain things,
mm-hmm.
and season three looks like we're going to just solve a bunch of problems immediately.
Okay. And are we? I want to ask you one question that probably others will see as a spoiler, but I haven't seen it, so I don't know. So I guess it's a spoiler to me. But there's a certain somebody who I assume is gone now. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay, that bums me out. Could CBS All Access just...
I don't know what certain someone you're talking about.
I know. I know.
Let's say it rhymes with... Crapton Hike. Is because I want his own show is all I'm saying. You know what? This isn't a spoiler. I think Captain Pike should have his own show.
Yeah, a lot of people think that.
Yeah, because he's awesome. And I like Anson Mount a lot. And I already liked him going into this. And, mm-hmm. you know, he went from cowboy to this real smooth, like, which is mm-hmm. great. And Brian should totally watch Hell on Wheels.
So people say, yeah. People say it's really good.
I almost said Hell on High Water Wheels, which is
Hell on High Water Wheels.
Yeah.
And the 210 to Hell on High Water Wheels.
There you go. You should watch it. It's fantastic. But he's just great. And I mean,
but
okay.
Don't watch The Inhumans.
No.
Don't watch him as Black Bolt in The Inhumans. That one you can skip. That's not a good Anson Mount.
It's a very bad thing mm-hmm. for everyone involved, not just him.
Yes.
So let me ask you this, Daryl. Are we going to be able to interact with him next season at all, or no?
Were you able to interact with him at all this season?
Well, I don't mean me, but I mean it's story-wise. Are we ever going to, like, you know, I don't know, get a comms call from old Captain Pike and go, hey, what's up? It's been a while. How you doing? Sort of stuff. No? Maybe?
Well, I can probably say what the official news is.
Okay.
That he was only supposed to be there for this season.
Mm.
I suppose stuff could change.
Right. So they, yeah, because that happens sometimes in all sorts of things. Like Jesse Pinkman was supposed to be dead by season one of Breaking mm-hmm. Bad, and they liked him so much, they're like, nope, we're keeping you. So yeah, who knows? I guess I'm just so pleased with his turn here that I just feel like it's such a great direction for the show, and I don't know. And I'm not, like I say, I'm like five episodes till I'm done. You guys are way ahead of me. Brian, do you have any finale thoughts? Did you find it satisfying?
It was a very satisfying resolution to the story arc that they've been building, several story arcs that they've been building for the entire season. Not just the obvious one, but also kind of the secondary one. So, I enjoyed it greatly.
Is it Captain Saru again then? Because he was captain before this. Is he in charge?
You'll just have to watch the finale.
All right. I really like him a lot.
Yes, yes.
He's my favorite Star Trek character in a very long time. Maybe in my top three Star Trek characters ever.
Yeah, yeah. No, he's a very cool, well-developed character.
Yeah. Like, I don't know why. I mean, probably a lot of Doug Jones credit is due here, but he's everything I like in my Star Trek.
Yeah. I think they're realizing something, that the minor characters have to be explored too, because they really weren't in season one.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, they went deep into Tilly's character. They went deep into, well, I'm looking forward to learning more about, since we're not going to learn, well, never mind. I'm looking forward to learning more about the pilot that was in the, you know, in the explosion, the first episode that has the thing on her eye,
Yeah, cyborg looking lady.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Forgot her name. She has big eyes,
by the way. I can't remember her name either, yes.
Humongous eyes. Also, I want to know, I've not gotten to the stuff apparently where there is a bunch of this, but I like the droid lady. I like everything on that ship right now, and I'm glad to hear it ended well. Also, Jonathan Frakes directing two episodes of The Picard Show. That must be fun. He's also doing Discovery Season 2, two episodes of that. Three. What did I say? Oh, yeah, he's doing The Picard Show. So that must be cool, because you got Patrick Stewart over there. You know, they're old pals. They've been through this a few times. This is great.
Mm-hmm.
Very exciting. I want to see bloopers from that, because you know there'll be some funny stuff in there.
I get to tell my boss what to do.
There's been a meme floating around of Jonathan Frakes in that old show he did. What was it called? It was like Believe It or Not kind of thing, or maybe it was Believe It or Not. What was it?
No, it something like that.
Yeah.
I don't remember the name.
And the funny thing is the captions are all about how negative it is, because he's like, that doesn't exist. That's not real. That's not a real thing. And he says it enough in the show that they've got this supercut of it, and he says it 100 times.
Oh, really?
actually, it's 47 times.
Is it? Oh, shut up.
Is it really 47?
That's great. Yeah. Well, that's where that's probably whoever edited it stopped. Yeah. They're like, you know what? We'll do it at 47 just to make everyone nerd out. But anyway, it's very funny. You should go find it, everybody. And it's a great meme to use for like something that you find out isn't true, like, oh, I thought there was a deal at Walmart, and then you can post this, and he'll just tell everybody 47 times how it wasn't real.
It's not true.
It's not real. Yeah. It's really good. Anyway, that'll be good. I'm excited about that. And also, in addition to The Picard Show, you're getting Allison Pill from The Newsroom. I liked her. She was cool.
She was the drummer in Scott Pilgrim, too, right? Is that the...
Oh, I don't know.
I'm thinking the same...
Is that her? I didn't know that. I still haven't seen Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Harry.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I don't know why. Harry Treadaway.
I'm not seeing it because they have buckles on their hats.
Wait a minute. What? Oh, no. That's a terrible joke. That's a horrible. We have to cut all ties and end your contract. This is the worst thing ever said on the show.
Like, their dad's out there going, oh, man. Wow.
Man, even me.
Call that a dad. That's not even high enough to be a dad joke.
It's a deep cut pilgrim joke, says the chat. All right. Anyway, who else? Harry Treadaway from Penny Dreadful, and Issa Briones from American Crime Story Versace. I never saw that one. I saw the other one, but not that one. Michelle Yeoh, Section 31 will be more fun, she says about this spinoff. Oh, we know that's a thing. We know that's a
crazy
known
rich aliens.
Yeah. It's almost offensive because she's also Asian, but I don't know why it would be. It probably isn't.
She's one of the main actresses in Crazy Rich Asians.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. Show all the things I don't know. I assume all the awesome Asian actresses were probably in that show, in that movie.
Every single one.
Yeah. Anyway, Section 31 will be more fun, she says, less intense and more fun driven, visiting more planets, going around rescuing people in our way, or in our own way, not in our way. That's cool. You know what? Section 31 shaping up to be of interest to me.
Mm-hmm.
Can we handle three Star Wars shows at once? Are we cool?
And Star Trek ones too.
I mean, Trek is what I meant.
Yeah. I think we can take more than that.
Yeah. Okay.
And we'll have more than that actually with the animated stuff.
Oh yeah. That I am actually really looking forward to, but you told us, or that's a thing that's on some other network or some other deal, right? Or is it CBS All Access also? I can't remember.
I think this is all... Oh, wait. No, one of the animated things is going to be on Nickelodeon, I think.
Okay. Yeah, I knew there's some other partnership. That, I think, is a really good idea because they can spread exposure out a little bit and not have it limited to their streaming app.
And that's going to be like lesson of the week stuff, like Starfleet Academy. You know what we learned this week is lying is bad.
Lying's no good. Hey, children, this episode we learned that Spock sometimes puts his green wiener where it shouldn't be. The more you know. All right. They don't still have to do that stuff, right? Cartoons don't have to do the PSAs anymore. Isn't that that thing's gone?
I don't know. I've not watched Cartoon Network or Nickelodeon in a long time. I don't know if they do still have to do that sort of thing.
So
it's now, hey, kids, vaping may look cool, but...
That'd be shaggy.
It may sound like a lot of fun to go boil some bones you find in the graveyard, but you can't do it.
Don't vape, kids. See you next week.
This has been a public back, even if he gives you the knife.
You should do this one.
This has been a public service announcement from the Food and Drug Administration.
I miss PSAs. PSAs are great because they don't feel authentic. They feel like it's something they had to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. That were produced by somebody else completely.
Yes. And then the only thing I like, the thing I love about them the most is that the G.I. Joe ones that those guys took and like completely jacked up and turned them into weird little short films. If you guys haven't seen those, and it sounds like you haven't by your silence, Brian and Daryl need to immediately
re-edited.
Oh yes. Really? I can't believe you haven't heard of these. It is one of the greatest things in mankind's history. Oh my gosh! Chat room, find the right links for Brian, please, and then we'll get them to Daryl. I want to make sure they're the best quality ones. Oh, there it is. TVZ gone. There you go.
G.I. Joe pieces. All right. I'm putting this in my...
You have to watch them. Oh, my gosh.
This is my list to watch right after TMS today.
They're amazing. They were so good and so popular and so viral. This is all kind of pre-YouTube even. That whoever owns G.I. Joe was trying to sue him. Like, it was that bad. Yeah. Now it's just
parody.
By the way,
I don't know if you've heard, but this guy built his website using Wix.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
That's great. Wait, who did?
Don't know if you've heard.
Who did? Who used Wix?
Oh, do you pay for no ads on YouTube?
No, I don't have that. But I have a blocker. Maybe it's just blocking them.
Maybe it's your blocker, yeah, because there's just a Wix ad that just keeps coming up. Hey, I just built my business website on Wix. Want to see?
That's fantastic.
I'm not going to make a joke about candles.
Actually, ever since I switched to... Nice, Daryl.
Because the Pilgrim one went so well.
Yeah, exactly.
Ever since I switched to the Brave browser, I don't get ads on anything. It's great. It's all built in. It's basically Chrome, but it's built on Chromium, but it's just got all this like blocker stuff in it. It's great. Anyway, what else? That's it. That's a lot of Star Trek stuff. So watch the finale. Enjoy yourselves. And all these other bits of things are coming soon. And we still don't have dates, but it's all very exciting. Section 31 especially, right? We don't have any date on that. They're probably just in script mode.
No, I think the Picard show comes out next. So before the next season of Discovery.
The way you said before makes me think they're going to do a before spinoff series about
data-like
robot before. No?
Before,
yeah. From that terrible ending of Nemesis, yes.
I wonder what these actors, I mean, they're all very young. So what does that tell us about the Picard show?
That they're trying to appeal to a younger demographic while also servicing the old school TNG fan. I don't know.
I'm going to make a prediction.
Go.
I think the Picard show is going to be, what's the highest guy? Super Admiral? Super Admiral Picard.
There's no Super Admiral. That's not true.
I don't know. Well, whatever it's called.
Super
He's Admiral be putting together.
Yeah. Super Admiral 64. I can't wait to be that rank.
I think he's going to be putting together a new ship, an Enterprise maybe even, with these young people.
Oh, like he's in charge of it.
Yeah.
Okay. But then, interesting. But he would be on the ship with them? One would assume?
Maybe for a while, or maybe not. I'm not sure.
They're not going to just constantly just call home to him, right? Like, he's in the show. He's the star of it. He has to
be. It's going to be like Chrissy on that third or fourth season of Three's Company, where she just called in and said, yep, still at home. Things are going great.
Sharon,
how's my cousin? Yeah.
Allura for real in the jet says, Arch Admiral. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
that's a dumb prediction. Don't listen to
that.
That's
okay. We'll see. Totally wrong. You might be right. I don't know. I don't want to poo-poo it until we find out. That'll be soon on CBS All Access. Daryl Skills is the Trek Nerd. You can find him on Twitter at the Trek Nerd, as well as on shows like This Week in Trek at thisweekintrek.com. Daryl, have a fantastic day.
Ga ga ga.
See you next week. All right.
Ga. Ga ga ga.
Ga ga. All right. Should we do a mashup to end things?
Oh, yes, we should. If there's one thing that we need to do, Scott, it's that.
I think so too. It's called Leaked Wiki. it is from, let's see, this is from episodes 1690 to 1693, and I'll play it for you now. Here you go. I learned how to do it when I was like seven, and then I make my way downtown, moving fast, got a black guy in the car, doodly doodly doo. Leave your dick at home, put it in a drawer, kick it under the bed, whatever you got to do. Freaking go spill it in the river, dude. I don't even know what that means. Go spill it in the river.
Go spill it in the river.
Over the mountain, through the thing. Oh, the robot lady.
The robot lady. But okay. I want to say.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, there's only one robot.
What's the character's name? Is that Cameron?
Lily Morph. Robot Von Sheila. I have no idea.
Yes, that's exactly. Robot Von Sheila.
My garage was full of about $29,000 worth of porn.
There's no way he wins this.
I threw away my flashlight. My flashlight's gone.
My flashlight was worth $12,000.
I had a copy of the Playboy that had LaToya Jackson on the cover. That one's gone.
You say F. Gibbons?
Beth Gibbons.
Oh, when I go to the zoo, I always yell, F. Gibbons!
And that's why they've asked you not to come back to the zoo.
Yes. Just whack it. And then I just whack it. Let me rephrase that. I don't whack it.
Don't call the slash a whack.
Yeah, don't slash your whack or whack your slash.
Yeah, don't whack your slash. No. Slash whack.
Never do that. Slash whack. Catch it.
Paneer and... Mm-hmm. And blick blut and stuff like that. I'm making up names now.
I love a big bowl of blick blut. Oh, it's so
blick
good.
Blut.
Yeah.
Better get a bucket. I'm a throw up. F you.
How you doing, Mr. Creosote?
Better.
Better?
Better get a bucket. I'm a throw up. Bucket.
That's bonerific. Wait, what?
I couldn't dare anymore, Ledge. You had no eyebrows. You look like a circus clown. She always looked surprised. I couldn't tell. I was always saying, what are you so surprised about?
If it is poop, I'm assuming it's supposed to be his poop, not somebody else's poop or the cat's poop. It's assumed that it's Julian Assange poop.
As a trained reporter would move on the operating assumption that, yes, it was the poop what from came his own ass.
So it was his own leaked wiki, is what I'm saying.
That was the longest way to go for that joke. I just want to let you know that we've now solidified in the Guinness Book of World Records. That was the longest way to go.
That's good. Good stuff.
Leaked.
Leaked wiki. Well done, Jamie. TMS mashups over there. He does. he has a little Patreon and gives out extra bonus stuff that even Brian and I haven't heard over there at... Patreon.com/TMS mashup. So feel free to check that out.
That's right. We've said it, but we haven't heard it.
Nope, we sure have not. Speaking of Patreons, do support us. We need it. It's part of our way of paying bills and keeping the show on the air at Patreon.com/TMS. I would also like to direct everybody to our website, where you'll find access to our email accounts, our phone number, our Twitter accounts, our Reddit page, all of it, and all the Viva TMS Vegas stuff you can eat. Over there at Patreon, frogpants.com/TMS. If you have any questions about the schedule or how it's going to work.
TMS, VivaTMSVegas.com is where you go for that.
Yeah, either, I'm just saying there's a link there. So you can either way. All that stuff's connected. So do that and be there and come with us and hang out with us this week. All right. There'll be a show tomorrow. Justin, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. What else? That's it. That's it. We're done.
That's it. And I should actually, I'm going over some Overwatch rules that we're going to use for Overpants at some point here that I'll probably put in the Discord, just some stuff that I found. It's like, all right, this actually, these are logical, good rules that we should probably use for our thing.
Okay, cool. No I was going to say no Genji mains, but that's not true. You can all be Genji if you want. Genji's fine.
You can only play as Tracer. Yeah. Six Tracers every game.
Six Tracers. Actually, we'll probably play the regular rules, which means nobody can be, there can't be two of anyone. Mm-hmm. Anyway, right. That'll all come out and make sense, like Brian said. All right. Let's go. Do you have a song?
I do. This one's going out to Rohan Field. He says, "Hi, Scott and Brian. To celebrate the 2 years of happiness with Milady, or Kara to everyone else, I'd love to hear a cover of Escape, the Pina Colada song. No preference in genre or style. Here's to many more years. Love the show, though. Signed, Rohan."
Nice.
Rohan, writer of Escape, the Pina Colada song. One of the best songs about infidelity ever written. And a song that you pretty much, I don't know, it'd probably be like 10 seconds long if you did it today, because they'll both be on Tinder. They'd swipe and then they'd say, "Oh, there's my wife. What's mm-hmm. she doing on Tinder?" Well, that's over. Mm. That's how that would go. Boy, even more easygoing than Rupert Holmes is Jack Johnson. So you know that taking it even down a further notch out of yacht rock into Jack Johnson rock is even better. This one was part of the soundtrack to The Secret Life of Walter Mitty from 2013, that Ben Stiller film. Here is Jack Johnson and Escape, the Pina Colada song.
You know I love my lady. We've been together so long. But like a worn-out recording of my favorite song. So while she lay there sleeping, I read the paper in bed, and in the personal columns there was this letter that read, "If you like pina coladas, getting caught in the rain, if you're not into yoga, if you have half a brain, if you like making love at midnight in the dunes of the cave, then I'm the love that you look for. Write to me and escape." I didn't think about my lady. I know it sounds kind of mean, but me and my old lady have fallen into the same old routine. So I wrote through the paper, took out a personal ad, and though I'm nobody's poet, I thought it wasn't half bad. "Yes, I like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain. I'm not much into health food, but I am into champagne. I've got to meet you by tomorrow, cut through all this red tape. At a bar called Scrappy Malloy's, we'll plan our escape." So I waited with high hopes, then she walked in the place. I knew a smile in an instant, I knew the curve of her face. It was my own lovely lady, and she said, "Oh, it's you." Then we laughed for a moment, and I said, "I never knew. I never knew you liked pina coladas or getting caught in the rain. And the feel of the ocean and the taste of champagne. If you like making love at midnight in the dunes of the cave, then you're the lady that I look for. Come with me and escape."
show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.